Hello, Quids Inn listeners. I'm Finn, the director of Welcome to the Quids Inn. And as you begin listening to the last parts of Welcome to the Quids Inn Season 1, I wanted to tell you about how you can continue to get involved with our work. Island Life Productions is now on Patreon, where you can support our artists making projects just like this one in exchange for different bits of bonus content for as little as £2 per month. So far, we've been posting travel vlogs from Andalusia and the Scottish Highlands as visual versions of our other podcast, Passport People, but we will soon be posting a behind-the-scenes bloopers podcast from the Quids Inn recordings with all the fun we got up to during the recordings and the silly things the microphone caught that weren't part of Ailey's scripts. We're also now selling Welcome to the Quids Inn badges on Etsy for £2 plus postage, allowing you to feel part of the world of Edinburgh Newington Quids Inn wherever you are. These badges will also be sent for free to anybody joining our Kingfisher tier or higher. To join the island and support Island Life Productions in making high-quality art with emerging artists and members of the public, just like this series, go to patreon.com/islandlifeproductions today. And now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hello? Can you all hear me?
Yes, Michael, loud and clear.
I can see and hear you. Lauren, your mic is muted. My lip reading isn't good enough to understand what you're saying.
Sorry. Figured that with all the chaos in my house, it might be better if I keep mine off when I'm not speaking.
Is that the boys back there?
Yeah, Jamie's loving having Daddy home to play with during the day.
I guess that's one bonus to all of this.
We're still missing a few.
Anne and Murray being late. We're really surprised.
What about George?
You didn't hear?
Unfortunately, George got tested positive and has been quite unwell, so I've decided to spare him this team briefing.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Not to worry. It will all be covered in this call.
Murray finally deigns us with his presence. He could have at least got dressed.
Hello there, Murray.
All right, boss man, good to see you.
What was that?
Was that dog bark from one of you?
Sorry, yes, that's me. Agrasta's being needy.
Maybe it's not just me with the noisy house.
I'll try to get him to be quiet. Agrasta, Remy. Remy, kiss. Remy.
We are just waiting on Anna to join the call now, and then we'll get started.
Christmas might come before she does.
I really hope this quarantine doesn't last till Christmas. I don't think I could handle that.
I mean, Christmas is 3 months away. They're not going to keep us locked down for that long.
Well...
No, don't say that, Michael. Proper gives me the fear.
It might have to be something we consider.
What are you saying?
I don't want to get into it before Anna joins the call. Otherwise, I'll just be repeating myself.
People won't be able to survive in lockdown for months on end. The care home I also work at is already short-staffed because I'm having to quarantine.
Better safe than sorry, though, right?
That's true. They're probably the most vulnerable.
Oh, look.
Hi, sorry I'm late. Thought we were using Skype. I've never used Zoom before.
Neither. Just downloaded it because Michael said we were using it. Where'd you find it?
Everybody seems to be using Zoom now. Oh, I think it's because you can screen share with it.
Oh, well, Corporate sent a guide to all the managers saying we were to use this to communicate with our staff. Ishaan might be right.
I am amazed at how you can be late even when we're just meeting virtually, Anna.
Well, unlike someone, I didn't just roll out of bed.
Rude. This is a cultivated bedhead that has taken many hours of styling to look like this.
Right. Now we're all here. We should crack on, should we not?
Please, I need to get the washing out before the sun goes.
That's ambitious, considering Michael's legendary rambles.
Murray! Ignore him, Michael. What news does the company have? When will we be able to get back to work?
Oh, he's a funny one, Murray. Well, where to start? It's been hard to miss the stories all over the news about coronavirus spreading across the globe. Edinburgh was hit especially hard, seeing as it happened during the Fringe Festival. It seems some travellers brought it over to the UK and managed to spread it all over town, attending shows, restaurants, bars, everywhere, really. And, of course, as a result of that, our Quids Inn had some guests that tested positive for the virus.
Yeah, you said everyone from the hotel would have to quarantine for 2 weeks, even though we weren't sick.
Not everyone shows symptoms, Anna. You could have been sick and not even know it.
Are you really sick if you don't feel it?
Well, if you spread it and make other people unwell, then I think that's pretty sick.
2 weeks are up tomorrow, but the whole country has gone into lockdown since then anyway, so we won't be able to go out now anyway.
Our last week of freedom wasted.
Well, it was likely spread amongst our guests at Michael's and a French party, which we were all at. Better safe than sorry.
Way to throw Michael under the bus, Thomas.
Even if there was no party, some of the guests would have caught it from being out about in town. We would have been made to quarantine anyway.
I think it's for the best. It's proven that this virus travels quickly. I mean, just look at Italy. People can die from it, so you shouldn't take it so lightly. Just stay at home. It's not that hard.
Exactly, Ishal. The government is taking this threat very seriously. It looks like everything will be shut down for a while. Shops, bars, restaurants, and yes, hotels. But when we had to close the hotel for quarantine, we had hoped it was an isolated incident and we could get back open again at the end of the month. However, with the council saying Hogmanay is looking unlikely to go ahead, we most likely won't be open again before the end of the year.
You're kidding me. If the hotel isn't open, we're not getting any shifts. We're not getting any money.
Is this you letting us go, Michael?
No, hopefully not. Everything is quite uncertain, obviously. This is an unprecedented situation. We are hoping to put our staff on this government furlough scheme, but it is all up to head office.
But we won't be working again before next year.
Could we get another job while Quids is shut?
That chance you'll get another job? Did you not hear him? Everything is shut.
If you did want to try and get another job, you might not be eligible for us to put you on furlough, but don't quote me on that.
Will they be able to keep the hotel running if it's closed for 3 months? Surely that'll be a big hit to finances, especially if you can't operate during New Year's.
All I can say is we are in a period of consultation.
So that means they might not be able to keep this branch open. Even if we do hang on with this furlough, we might lose our jobs anyway.
That is a very negative outlook.
It's a realistic outlook. If income is down, then head office might close some branches to cut their losses. We're one of multiple Quids in Edinburgh, so this sort of knock to hotels and tourism in Edinburgh could be enough to close us down. I'm sure it will be for loads of places.
Well, I certainly hope that isn't the case, but who knows? At times like these, I wish I could see the future.
Yeah, don't worry, Michael. I'm sure our branch will be fine. No point worrying about things we can't change, right?
Yeah, I mean, how did coronavirus even come about anyway?
I heard it was because somebody ate a wombat at one of the live food markets abroad, and the virus changed from there.
A wombat?
Are you sure you heard that right?
Yes, on the news they said someone ate a wombat, and that's what caused it.
So all of this is from one stupid wombat?
It's not the wombat's fault. It's not like it wanted to be eaten.
Is that to suggest some animals do want to be eaten?
Don't be obtuse, Murray.
I guess the one good thing is that nobody is buying pony beers because of the virus.
You're joking.
No, seriously. My friends were sending me pictures of the supermarket and all the beers were gone apart from Peroni.
People are idiots.
That's the one good thing. Great. So while Cammy and I can't get any work, our baby's at home all day with no childcare available anywhere, and this will be the case potentially for the rest of the year, I guess we should just enjoy our discounted beer, right?
No, I didn't mean...
I'm sure she didn't mean it that way, Lauren. It was just a turn of phrase.
This is so fucked. I just googled this furlough scheme you're talking about, Michael, and if the company chooses to put us on it, then we would still only be getting 80% of our regular pay.
It's better than nothing.
How exactly am I supposed to support my family? We can't work anymore to make up for the missing 20% of our paychecks. Like, my rent isn't changing, and our bills are sure as hell going to rise now that we're home all day.
How exactly do you expect Michael to be able to sort that for you? He's in the same position as us.
I think she's just saying...
Am I not allowed to be upset, Michelle? I'm sure it's no problem for you. You can just go back home and stay with your parents. Most of you can. But I can't just upheave my family and try and cram it in with my folks. It wouldn't be feasible.
Then what am I supposed to do about university?
I think a lot of places are going to try and go online when semester starts back. Most freshers' weeks have been cancelled.
Exactly. So you can go home and do your wee studies at your parents' house. It's different for people like me and Thomas.
Yes. I wanted to ask Thomas, are you intending to remain here in the UK? We should still be able to put you forward for furlough, even if you go back to Lithuania, provided you do intend to return to work here when we reopen.
I want to stay here. Hopefully with the work at the care home, plus my savings, it should be enough to stay. Depending how long lockdown lasts might affect that, though. Once my savings run out, I'll probably have to go home too. That is, if the borders are open for me to do so.
Fuck! So, this could be the end of the dream team. Michelle, back to London. Thomas, back to Lithuania. And the rest of us bumming off our parents. Oh, and George, you might be dead from the virus anyway.
That sounds dire.
No shit, honey.
We need to try and see the positives in this situation. You will still be getting some income, even though you have to stay at home. We can use this time to be with our families or develop new skills.
Right, I'll just work on my knitting while my family's homeless.
You ever not sarcastic, Lauren?
I was just wondering if there was a way to meet her, to be honest.
That's not fair, guys. Try to put yourself in her shoes.
Honestly, it just reminds me how young some of you are. They don't have any real responsibilities to worry about. If that's everything, Michael, then I'm off. Got other things I need to be doing.
Lauren?
Oh, damn, she actually left.
I was just joking. You guys know that, right? She was the one who was being all short with me first.
I think she's just upset. I'll try to get her back on, but maybe best leave her a few minutes to cool down. I usually find that works best.
I just think that was really unprofessional. I know how Michael likes to keep things light and casual at work, but there is a line and I think she crossed it.
Nah, she's fine. It's not like she would do this normally.
Well...
We all know Lauren has a temper, but still, it's a lot to take in. It's not something any of us could have planned for.
That's why everyone is going mad and buying all the toilet paper and soap now. Trying to prepare for what's to come.
Pretty sure shitting yourself isn't a symptom of coronavirus. Don't know why they're buying toilet paper. Should be buying tissues or strepsils or something for the cough.
They are, Murray. There's none of those either. No toilet paper, no soap or tissues. The medicine aisles are out of all paracetamol and flu stuff. So many aisles in the supermarkets are just empty. People are hoarding everything.
That's a bit shit if you're the delivery driver. You've got to go out and face the virus while everyone else stays inside.
Oh, it's like the start of a post-apocalypse film.
Fucking hope not.
So, Michael, when will we hear from you about how things are progressing?
Oh, well... I guess if you keep your eye on the news, we'll be following whatever guidance the government issues. I'll let you know about furlough or any other changes to your employment, though.
Can we not just keep doing video calls like this?
Yeah, I'll actually miss you guys if we're stuck at home.
We could do weekly check-ins, see how everyone's doing and what we've been up to.
Yeah, and keep active on the group chat.
That sounds ideal. I'm sure you wouldn't want your old boss man cramping your style.
Whoa, boss man. You're one of us, Mike.
If you wanted to be a part of it, we would always love to have you.
This is why I like you guys so much. You see right through me.
Sounds like Agrastus wants in on it too.
Sorry. He's been very excitable now that I'm home all the time.
He must be so excited, though. Oh, look at his wee tail! He gets to spend all day playing with you.
It makes me feel so bad about leaving both of them at home before, when I'd have to go to work.
I wish I had a pet to play with. I'm just stuck in my uni flat. I'm not even allowed to go out into the living room in case I bump into one of my flatmates. But we're trying really hard to maintain quarantine guidelines with our shared accommodation.
You won't have been able to take your dogs out for a walk, will you, Thomas?
Not yet. I've just been doing laps of the flat and playing a lot to try and tire them out. Once their quarantine ends, I can go out for one walk a day, so they can run about in the park.
Oh, I want to run about in the park. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm getting bored of video games and Netflix.
Good luck locking down till Christmas.
Everyone I know who is about to start uni or go off on their gap year is fucked. Like, so many countries are closing their borders, and it looks like unis are wanting people to stay home and do classes online. Classes are like the worst part of going to uni. Like, most people go to uni for the socials. That's like what first year is for.
Maybe it's a sign that you didn't need to worry so much about having everything planned, Anna.
I sure hope a global pandemic wasn't just to comfort a teenage girl and a choice not to go to university.
No. Yeah, that's exactly how these things work, Murray.
I've got a message from Lauren. Told you, she just needed a few minutes to cool off.
What did she say?
She were right.
Yes, yes. She just said that she hung out the washing and cleared her head. She knows it's not our fault, but it's all pretty overwhelming, so she's sorry she lashed out.
Maybe I should hang out the washing more often. Seems like it gives wonderful clarity.
Don't be a dick, Murray.
I'm serious.
I'll see if I can add her back into this call.
Are we not almost done? Is there more news about the hotel situation?
Well, she might not want to be left out of the chat. I was also thinking to myself, what if I lead a little mindfulness session?
What's mindfulness?
It's basically the psychological process of purposely bringing your attention to everything that's happening around you. So focusing on your breathing, hearing the ticking of a clock, organizing your thoughts. It's like the westernization of Buddhist meditation techniques.
Let me guess, you learned that in your social anthropology class.
We may have discussed it in a tutorial.
Well, thank you, Ishal. I wasn't aware it came from Buddhist traditions. We just learnt it in our mental health seminar by the HR team.
I was once.
What? You were once a Buddhist monk?
No, I was once an HR manager. Don't be silly, Anna.
Honestly, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah, you can't blame her, Thomas. You've done every job under the sun.
I just work.
How do I add someone to the call after we've started? Can I just use the same link as before?
Yeah, I just used that link when you guys were already on talking to each other.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, she returns.
Hey.
Lauren, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, I don't want to leave things on a sour note. I figured that... No, Jamie, Mummy's busy right now. Go play with Daddy. Okay, you got me. I'm shot. Now go get Daddy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Seems like a pretty violent work from home space you've got there.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
Oh my God, you're actually hiding in your bedroom.
He's got his dad, he'll be fine.
Perhaps you'll benefit from the mindfulness meditations I have planned for the group. Just something to ground us all, considering the madness of everything that's going on right now.
I mean, she is in the middle of a war zone. That is madness. Her own son shot her.
Okay. Let's all just calm down and take a breath. In and out. In and out. All right. So to start, let's all stand up on our chairs.
Wait.
Isn't mindfulness normally in the mind?
Is it okay if I put my laptop to the side? It's charging, so I can't stand up with it.
Of course. Leave your laptop wherever, so long as you can hear me.
Yeah, no, I knew this was going to be weird.
And yet, you still came back for it.
Come on, guys. Up you get. Stand on your chairs and feel your balance throughout your body. Open up your chest and fill your lungs with air.
This is not putting my mind at ease.
Isn't this a health and safety risk?
Let go of those worries and focus on the moment.
I'm suddenly seeing a new career opportunity for Michael as a cult leader.
Stop, Murray. Okay, Michael, I'm breathing. What now?
Okay, just let out a low hum. Any pitch you want, and focus on where it's coming from and how it buzzes throughout your body. Very good. Are you all feeling more connected to your bodies? We will now open out that hum into a laugh.
Oh, well, I've heard of laughing therapy.
Don't think, just laugh. A bit more natural than that. Just laugh.
This is so dumb.
I feel like I've forgotten how to laugh.
That's because you're overthinking it. Just let go and be one with the laugh.
Definitely hippie cult leader vibes, isn't it?
Close your eyes if that helps. Oh, Lord. Are you okay, Thomas?
Ouch. Yeah, I'm fine. Calm down, Krusty.
The pug doesn't care. It's just watching you.
I think it would be safer if we all just got down off our chairs now.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, that was certainly a new experience.
Took your mind off everything else, though, didn't it?
It did, till you just reminded me.
Was that okay? I learned it from an HR seminar, so that was my first time doing it in practice and actually leading it.
That was good. Just maybe consider a risk assessment next time.
Yeah, it was weird, but good.
Oh, I like that. How did you get that thumbs up in the corner of your video, Murray?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
There's a wee button. You can do a thumbs up or like a wee clapping emoji.
I didn't see the point in using an emoji when we can just see each other's faces. We can just read your reaction from your face.
I love an ironic thumbs up, though.
Were you being ironic, Murray?
Ah, genuine appreciation for our meditation session, Guru Michael.
Are you trying to mock mindfulness Buddhist roots?
I don't know why you guys think I'm always being a dick. It's just a thumbs up.
Oh no!
Wait, what's happened to the screen?
Who's clicked to share? I can see your desktop.
I think it's Anna. You've shared your screen with us?
Now this is truly a thumbs up moment.
I think she deserves the applause one.
How did I do that? How do I stop?
Oh, the perfect chance to snoop on what tabs she has open.
You mean aside from her Google search on how to access a Zoom call?
Ooh, looks like someone has YouTube and Netflix tabs open.
What were you watching, Anna?
Stop it! Michael, how do I stop sharing my screen?
Uno momento! Just checking the HR Zoom guide.
Who are you stalking on Facebook? Come on, let's see, Anna.
I wasn't stalking anyone. I was just using Messenger to chat.
Nah, nobody actually uses Facebook for Messenger on a laptop. You just use the app. Who are you checking out?
Nobody! I use Messenger on Facebook through my laptop.
Oh no, don't close all your tabs. You could have just minimized them and we wouldn't have been able to see them anymore.
That's a nice picture of you and your friends as a desktop background.
Stresses me out how many random files you've got saved on your desktop. Do you not know how to use folders?
Anna, apparently there should be a big button that says stop share.
I don't see it.
It's literally so obvious.
Look at the bottom panel. It should be pretty central.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, I feel like an idiot.
Well, that was a nice little insight into your laptop, Anna.
Would have been funny if there was porn.
Why do you have to always stoop to the lowest possible level, Marie?
I like it down there.
Don't tell me you've only just realised that, Thomas.
Oh, I know it all too well.
You could try doing some mindfulness with us when we do our weekly Zoom calls, Michael.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more like a pub quiz or a boozy chat.
Why not both?
All right, and as long as you let me know in advance so I can try to get someone to keep an eye on Jamie.
I think he would love Michael's chair standing laugh meditations.
It's mindfulness, not meditation, Murray.
Tomato, tomato.
And if you ever want me to buzz off, just say.
Michael, the manager is part of the team. Stop trying to pull away from us.
Will we still keep in touch even if we don't start back till next year?
Or don't ever start back?
Lads, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, right?
Is that the expression?
Yes, your one is a lot more ominous.
He's burning bridges with us, guys. Either that means we're fired or Michael is a pyromaniac.
No. I mean, I like fire as much as the next guy, but that doesn't make you a pyromaniac, does it?
I don't know. Does it?
Maybe we're getting out at just the right time before we learn of Michael's criminal tendencies.
Okay, all right. That's not what I meant. I'm just going to miss you guys and the hotel while everything is shut. It would be good for teamwork and morale to stay in touch. And I promise you, I will try my hardest to make sure none of you are let go.
Thank you, Michael. I hope we can return soon.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself now. My routines of work or uni have been shut down.
Guess you'll just have to become a slob, like me.
Sure, you'll survive, you shall.
Oh, there seems to be a 40-minute time limit on our call. It started counting down the last 10.
I don't need that type of pressure in my life right now.
Shall we say same time next week?
Sounds good to me.
Count me in.
Not like I'll be doing anything else.
I'll let you know.
All right, till next time. Thanks for joining the call and letting me ramble about the hotel and other rubbish. See you later.
Bye!
Bye!
You've been listening to Welcome to the Quids Inn. This episode was written by Ailey McKinnon, directed by Finn Ross Russell, and produced by Jasmine Geisen. It starred RJ Bailey as Michael, Alice Peelan as Anna, Thomas Muggleson as Murray, Liz Dokokina as Ishal, Nicholas Abanas as Thomas, and Megan Lammy as Lauren. The cover art was by Scott Farquhar. Learn more about us by visiting our Island Life Productions Facebook page or by visiting our website at islandlifeproductions.com.